Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, man. A man who wore the Chargers uniform for quite a bit. Legendary NFL fullback now with CSN Bay Area as an analyst. Lorenzo Neal joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Lorenzo, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing really, really well. We're a little leery of this game. Justin Herbert's pretty good. So I'll ask you, is Justin Herbert all the way back from the rib injuries?
You know what? He looked like last week he was, you know, but I just think that this Charger team at times is just inconsistent. And just like the Cleveland, you guys are inconsistent as well. So these are two teams that have a lot of talent. Both these two teams are talented. I know some people thought the Chargers were going to be favored to win the AFC, AFC West, and maybe even a Super Bowl favorite at times in some spots. But right now, they're not. They're just a team just like Cleveland. They're in the middle of the pack. Yes, the season's young, but both these teams, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a great matchup.
Lorenzo, talk to me about Herbert and his injury. We saw it all on national TV earlier this season with the ribs. But obviously, he's come back here, at least this past game, and put up some really big numbers. How do Chargers fans feel about the health of Justin Herbert?
I think Chargers fans feel like you got to protect him. This quarterback, he's very, very, very mobile. He gets out of the way of the pocket. He knows how to move in the pocket. And he's got great feet. And he's tall, and he's run, and he's athletic. But when you get the rib injury, it's like, you know, the cartilage is there. And, you know, and so – on game day, guys, what they do is, you know, it's got a thing called Toradol. You get the little shot up in the cartilage, and you know, it kind of numbs it doing that. And you put the pads on, and you put the rib protectors on. And on game day, I think you saw him last week. He moved around well in the pocket. He was able to get out of the way, and so I think that his ribs are getting healthier. I think that, you know, it's still going to probably be in pain for the next 4 to 5 weeks before it's completely. But I think with a little bit of medicine and a little numbing cream, I think he's going to be fine, though.
Lorenzo, let's be honest. Are we really trusting a Chargers team doctor to administer a shot to the ribs? Is that too soon?
Way too soon. Way too soon. Hey, you know exactly what happened to one of the guys last year at the side of a puncture to the lung. Yeah, a shot to the ribs. But you know what, guys? It happens. I've been playing this game. You guys know it. You see it. Behind, you know, people say, hey, look, they don't want to see everything. Oh, players will look. We understand when you're in pain, there's things that athletes will go through, whether it's Toradol, whether it's a shot, whether it's something to just take the edge off to be able to play. I mean, I did it for 16 seasons. I see a lot of guys still do it, and that's just a part of the game, guys. Guys got to suck it up, and yeah, I do think that they would administer a shot and hopefully won't punch in the lungs this time, right?
All right, so I got to ask you, how do you beat the Chargers?
You already know, and I think Cleveland's going to try then. That's to be able to run the ball. You have to run the ball and be physical, because this Charger team, you want to keep the ball away from Justin Herbert. You want to make sure that Herbert does not have the ball in his hand. And you've seen last week the Houston Texans 79-yard run from scrimmage. This team is, you know, against the run. It hasn't been as stout as I'd like it to be. So I think that you're going to see a Cleveland team is going to try to keep it close. They're going to play ball control. They want to pound 4 yards in a cloud of dust. You guys got a two-head monster, two running backs that can run physical, and they get downhill. This is going to, the Cleveland Browns, in my opinion, they're going to try to make this a physical game. And you know the quarterback that you guys have, he's not a great quarterback. He's a game manager. You don't ask him to do much. He was a Charger as well, but he's a good stopgap quarterback until the other quarterback, Watson, get back. So what is the game plan now? It's to be physical and run the ball.
Lorenzo, from a Charger standpoint, we all know that Herbert can do it, you know, with through the air with his arm. But what about the rushing attack? You know, only averaging 64 yards per game. Eckler just 144 on the season, a couple of touchdowns. How has the rush attack been for you guys?
It hasn't been as effective as you think it would might have been. And last week, though, it was great to see Josh Kelly, run the ball in between tackles. He really ran physical last week. I think now the Chargers really, you saw last week, Eckler had three tugs. But he ran a lot better. The offensive line did a better job of blocking, but I like what Kelly's been able to do, especially last week. To me, in my opinion, last week was the most physical this Charger team has been, and when they needed to be physical and get down here and run the ball, they did it with Eckler, and he was good in the passing game, but they had a good running game behind Josh Kelly. So I think that this running game is getting better, and it has to get better, and they have to be more consistent. Because when you just play basketball on the grass, it doesn't work. It's not sustainable. You have to have some balance. So the Chargers, look for them to try to run the ball too, because they need balance and just don't need to be throwing the ball 50, 60 times a game, because that is not the recipe for success and sustainability in the National Football League.
Lorenzo Neal, longtime San Diego Charger. They're in L.A. now, but he is a Charger expert with us on Afternoon Drive, getting us ready for this Chargers game on Sunday. So Brandon Staley's a local kid. A lot of people know the Staley's around this part of the country. How has the first few years of the Brandon Staley tenure gone with the Chargers?
Well, I think that, you know what, people are still optimistic, but he's starting at times. There's times where people question the play calling. Like, for instance, several weeks ago against the Kansas City Chiefs, you saw them first and goal on the 2-yard line, and they decided, you know, to throw the ball instead of trying to. What do you do when you're playing against a guy like Mahomes? And I don't know if all that falls on Staley, because you got to look at his offensive coordinator and who that is, and that's another family that we know that is a football family. And when you watch, you say, okay, so should they have thrown the ball? I know hindsight is, you know, 20/20, but in that type of situation, playing against a team like Kansas City, eat up clock, keep Mahomes off the field, run the ball, you know, and then kick a field goal. That was a 14-point swing in that particular event. And they decided to throw the ball. Even the player tapped his helmet, wanting to come out, and they still ran through the ball and went for a pick six. So people are questioning calls like that. And at times, the fourth down, going, you know, sometimes going for it. And then last year against the Raiders, the last game of the season, you had a chance to just nail it and get into the playoffs, and decided not to do that. So that hurts.
Lorenzo, the Browns defense this week may have some reinforcements, because Myles Garrett is expected to play in this game. Jadeveon Clowney's kind of up in the air. Didn't have either one of those guys against the Falcons. How do you get pressure on Herbert? Like, what's the way to actually try and disrupt him in the pocket?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see them. When you're rushing a quarterback that is mobile and can get outside the pocket like Justin Herbert can do, you want to make sure you pressure him evenly. Because when you get speed rushers that come off the end and they fly up the field, you create running lanes. And that's why guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen, and, you know, they have so much success with their legs, because what you do is when you get against speed rushers, they come upfield and that lane opens up. So when you're playing against a mobile quarterback, a guy that can hurt you with his leg, you got to push from the middle and keep him in the pocket and don't let him get outside, because he can hurt you with his leg. So look for Cleveland to say, look, guys, when you get to a certain point, you got to squish, you got to contain and squeeze the pocket. Don't create holes, because if you do, if there's daylight, he's going to take off and run, and he can hurt you with his legs.
All right, Lorenzo, I know we had you on to talk about the Chargers, but what you don't know is you are talking to the co-conductors of the Jimmy G Express. We tried to get Jimmy G here in Cleveland. San Francisco held on to him. So I wanted to throw a hypothetical to you. if Jimmy G starts the rest of the season, let's say he does the unthinkable, he wins the Super Bowl in San Francisco this year, is there any way the 49ers go back to Trey Lance next year?
I think they will. If he wins the Super Bowl, I hope he plays great. I want Jimmy to finish his book. When you look at Jimmy G and what's been going on, all the different teams passed, and if Jimmy G got passed on, and now he's in a situation where he gets to finish. He gets to write his book the right way. But Kyle Shanahan and this team was in a tough situation because the only way that Jimmy G can win is he wins the Super Bowl. The only way that Trey would have won this year, if he would have won a Super Bowl. So Kyle Shanahan, if you look at the situation that he's created, he couldn't win unless you win a Super Bowl with either one of these quarterbacks. And right now, if you look at the San Francisco 49ers, they have a Super Bowl-ready defense, but they don't have a Super Bowl-ready offense. And the offensive line is not as good as it used to be. Your quarterback, he can't get out of harm's way if the line breaks down because he's not as mobile. And we've seen Jimmy G filling. Jimmy is a good quarterback. Is he a game changer? You know, like the guys that you're talking about, the Brett Favre, what he was. And like today, if you look at Brady and Mahomes and Josh Allen, those guys are game changers. He is just a consistent quarterback. You look at in Tennessee, same type of quarterback. Those guys can't go out and take over a game on a consistent basis. They can't go in like Aaron Rodgers week in and week out, and that's what Jimmy can't do week in and week out, go in and has to beat you with his arm on a consistent basis. That's the biggest thing about Jimmy.
So I got to ask you, we had free food in the studio. One of the young kids that worked for us, his mom, made this whole great meatball feast. And over 10 hours, I went double-digit meatballs. And I'm securing who I am to say that. So I want to know, if you're there, if you're at the station for a double-digit session there, how many meatballs are you putting down before you think twice about it?
Oh, my God. How big are they? See, because meatballs sometimes...
They're medium size. Medium size.
They're medium size. You know what? They're medium size, so you can pop one in your mouth and eat one. You know, is it that size, or is that what you're used to eating?
No, it's probably... You could probably... A little bit bigger than, like, Subway meatballs.
Okay. So it was just meatballs, that's it. There's no sides or just meatballs. How many would I put down?
There were sides, but I didn't have any.
You didn't go with any sides. You were just straight on the meatballs.
I was straight meatballing it, friend.
Wow, you and your meatballs. It sounds like you're having fun with your meatballs. Wow, it's getting deep, guys, right now. You feel a little uncomfortable right now, guys.
I've never been more comfortable. Lorenzo, well, Lorenzo. Hey,
last thing, Lorenzo, just because yes. Staley is a local guy here from Cleveland, are fans in on Staley?
You know what? It's interesting because I think there's a group of fans that are, and then there's some that is questioning. You're hearing rumblings that, you know, let's go after, you know, the New Orleans coach who just stepped down for a year. You've hearing, is he coming back out of retirement? So you're hearing all kinds of things, but I think that some fans are in on him, and I think some fans are questioning Staley, but I think that the ownership, they're in on him. That family, when you look at the Spanos family, I think they're in on Staley.
Lorenzo, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.